KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's cloudy and 35 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy today with a light rain or a snow mix to start off the day. High around 36 with winds north at 10 to 20 miles per hour. There is a winter weather advisory in effect beginning at 9 a.m. today for the far west and southwest counties. And for Cass and other counties from 6 p.m. this evening until 6 a.m. Saturday, anywhere from 2 to 5 inches of snow is possible with higher amounts in local areas. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. Well, speaking of the weather, the temperatures in the 60s that we enjoyed yesterday are going to be pushed out by a storm that will bring cold and snow, as I mentioned. National Weather Service meteorologist Alex Kroll said most of the snow will fall off to the south.
We are expecting anywhere between 2 to 4 inches of snow. That band will range from southwest Iowa through central Iowa, including the Des Moines Metro, and then up through Marshall Town and into the Cedar Rapids Metro. And then like northwest and southeast of that line, snow amounts will be a little bit less.
As mentioned, the winter weather advisories have been posted through Saturday for counties stretching from the southwest part of the state into northeastern Iowa. Kroll expects the snow to start falling early this afternoon,
probably between 1 and 2 p.m. But the heavy accumulations of snow will not begin until later in the evening, after 7 p.m. on Friday. And then that accumulating snow will then continue overnight into Saturday morning.
Some cold winds will accompany the snow, but Kroll says it probably won't be blowing a lot.
It kind of will be more of a heavier, wetter snow. The wind gusts that we have forecast with this are anywhere between 15 and 20 miles per hour. So the winds will be a little bit breezy, but not extremely blustery. So visibility could go down to about a mile, but this won't necessarily be the worst blowing snow that you'll ever see here in Iowa.
He says be prepared, though, for winter driving conditions.
There will be some travel impacts associated with this snowfall, and for several locations across Iowa, this will likely be the first time that folks will have to commute or make a drive in snowfall this winter season. So it's always good to remember that if you can't see the road very well, your visibility is reduced, to always make sure to turn on your headlights, slow down, and if there's traffic around you, leave plenty of space between you and the other vehicles.
Kroll says the last major snowfall in the central Iowa area came in a rare occurrence back on October 19th, when a snow squall dropped as much as 9 inches. According to Police Chief Keith Brothers on Thursday, said with a potential winter storm brewing for our area tonight through Saturday morning, the Clarinda Police Department wants to remind its citizens of Clarinda about the snow ordinance, which says no person shall park any motor vehicle or other apparatus upon any street of the city that will obstruct the removal of snow when there has been an accumulation of 2 inches or more. Brothers said any vehicle left parked on any street in violation of the ordinance may be impounded, and the registered owner subject to a $30 parking fine, in addition to payment of all applicable towing and storage fees before their vehicle is released. The chief says the parking ban will remain in effect until the snow stops and the streets have been plowed from curb to curb. Latest information from the state of Iowa's coronavirus dashboard this morning shows the number of positive COVID-19 cases is up slightly more than 2,000 at 2,039 to a total of 253,067 since the beginning of the pandemic. Long-term care facility outbreaks are down slightly to 141. State data shows 1.2 million Iowans have been tested for the virus and a total of 183,212 have recovered. Iowa reports a 14-day positivity rate of 15.8%, which is up slightly, and a 7-day rate, which is down to 11.3%. The hospitalization data show 833 are in hospitals across the state. That's 30 less than yesterday. 175 COVID patients are in an ICU. That's down 14 from Thursday. And 128 were admitted. That's an increase of 4. 97 are on a ventilator. That's down 17 from the last report. Meanwhile, hospitals in western and southwest Iowa, that's RMCC Region 4, say there are 55 hospitalized compared to 53 yesterday. 15 persons are in an ICU, one less than previously reported. 5 were admitted, that's 3 less than yesterday. And 8 COVID patients are on a ventilator, which is one less than yesterday. Taking a look at some of the number of positive cases from area counties and the number of deaths reported in those counties, Cass County has a total of 906 cases and 35 deaths. Adair County has 504 cases and 15 deaths. Adams County has 208 cases and 2 deaths. In Guthrie County, they have 840 cases and 22 deaths to date so far. Other higher-ranking ones, Harrison County has a total of 1,213 cases and 48 deaths. And Mills County has 1,166 cases with 10 dead. Pottawatomie County has over 7,300, and they are at 70 deaths to date. In our funeral announcements, Lois Peters, age 90, of Manning, died Tuesday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Lois Peters will be tomorrow at 3 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of the arrangements. Terry Loud Lippold, age 68, of Shelby, died December 4th. Memorial services for Terry Loud Lippold will be on Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Max DeVault, age 80, of Colo, died Sunday at Crestridge Care Center in Maquoketa. Public graveside services for Max DeVault will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at the Colo Cemetery, with Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield in charge of arrangements. Norman Crow, Jr., age 64, of Exira, died Tuesday. Arrangements for Norman Crow, Jr. are pending and will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Patricia Lynn Johnson, age 74, of Altoona and formerly of Griswold, died Saturday at Unity Point Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. A memorial service for Patricia Johnson will be held at a later date in Oakland. The reconvened funeral home of Oakland and Griswold is assisting the family. Norman James Holcomb, age 49, of Mount Air, died Tuesday at Clearview Nursing Home in Mount Air. No services are planned for Norman Holcomb. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. The news was brought to you this morning by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.